Well, joining us right now for a look at how things are going in Brockton is that city's Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Good afternoon to you as well.
So, first of all, of course, a big storm rolled through the area. What's the situation like in Brockton right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing situation. My own personal house power just came back on this morning around 3 a.m. At the height of the storm, we were 66% of our houses in Brockton were in the dark, which was 26,000 households. Yesterday morning, it was 13,000. School's been closed Wednesday, Thursday, and again today. We have a little over 6,000 current houses still without power. So, you know, National Grid is here. They're working as diligently as they can. The hospitals are back online. Brockton High is back online. The housing authority complexes where a lot of our seniors live are back online, which is great. But I have opened up, again, a warming and a charging station. I did it yesterday at the main public library. We opened it up again today. We also opened up one at the Council on Aging to provide food. Brockton Emergency Management's out there giving blankets and, you know, a lot of down trees, a lot of down wires. So it's been it's a daunting task, but I know a lot of your listeners throughout the South Coast area were just hit just as hard.
So I know you said there are a lot of down trees. What's the kind of situation with the roads right now?
I mean, we have police out there right now. We have firefighters out there right now, still monitoring it and safe. You know, we did at the height of the storm again right after the conclusion, lost a lot of our signals at the intersection. So driving was very, very hazardous. But again, a substantial amount of trees are down in the city of Brockton. A lot of the city parks are closed. I think all of them actually are closed. DW Golf Course is closed. But it's about safety, and you know, we're working as hard as we can. I have a 2 o'clock meeting on site again with National Grid, and the linesmen are out there. They brought in a big force again last night as well. So you know, we have to continue to get through this, and very a little hesitant. I know we're getting some rain again tomorrow with some potential winds as well. So you know, until we get 100% restoration, the effort doesn't stop. But we're moving in a manner I think that's going to bring out some results, hopefully sooner than later.
All righty. Well, now we're going to pivot to COVID. What's the latest in terms of numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, you know, I do this every week for you, but our death count is 447. 447 residents have perished by the deadly virus known as COVID-19. 218 active current cases, and our count total overall 16,478. So the good news is earlier the week we opened up a regional site at the Shaw Center. As you know, Shaw Center next to Campanelli Stadium where the Brockton Rocks play has been it's a city asset, a city building, and we transported it into a testing and vaccine clinic. And now DPH, in conjunction with Brewster and the city, has transformed that into a booster clinic, which is a regional facility, 5 days a week. And you don't have to live in Brockton. Anywhere within the region can come and get a booster. And here locally, our Board of Health was doing flu clinics and booster clinics the other day here at City Hall. So, you know, the virus is still around. The Delta cases and the breakthrough cases are real, but we have to continue to be diligent on that.
I also wanted to ask you about, you said that a lot of schools are coming back online. Of course, there's new safety protocols in many of the schools right now. Could you discuss that a little bit?
Well, at Brockton High, as you know, and I chair the school committee, and Mike Thomas and I, Mike's the superintendent. We have seven dedicated school committee members. And, you know, we had an incident not too long ago where someone brought a gun into school. And as the mayor, but as a dad of kids in the system, you know, it's a scary situation. So two different Saturdays, we had special school committee meetings. We have a new principal in place at Brockton High, Cindy Burns, who really just has a really good way of relating to the children. And, you know, we have movable detectors, you know, and we have to have them in place right now. It's not anything that I want to do, but I want safety for the boys and girls students and also the staff. So Brockton High, as you know, is one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi. So any given day between student and staff, we have over 5,000 people there. And, you know, we have to be safe at all times.
And something else I did want to ask you about before we went, of course, Halloween, now just 2 days away. Halloween's still a go in Brockton?
Absolutely. My kids were showing me the costumes last night by candlelight since we didn't have any power at my house. Yeah, I know it is. And again, as I said in the last couple of weeks, you know, I'm asking everybody to be safe when you're out there, especially safer now because there's branches and tree, you know, debris. So be safe. But again, I'm going to be wearing a mask when I'm going out with my kids outside. And you know, if you're answering the door, individually wrap candy. And if you want to wear a mask, I strongly urge you to do that. But it's about having fun, and you know, I hope everybody that goes out just does that. Go out, have fun, and then just go back home after the night and enjoy the treats and all the candy.
All right, and you think it'll be safer in terms of just maneuvering around and all that?
I think it will be. I think it will be. I mean, I've met with the police chief and the fire chief and Brock Emergency Management, so you know, we're continuing to monitor it. But again, the you know, the city employees are out there. The arborists are cutting the trees. A lot of people have hired tree cutters as well. But I do believe it's going to be safe. But, you know, if someone on a professional endeavor tells me it's not, then we'll pivot. But right now it looks like it's status quo. And if you do go out, enjoy yourself.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you for speaking with us. And happy Halloween.
You as well, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.